This week we are talking Mariah's World, mm-hmm. Portia got into a fight, and the Bachelor finale. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
To another episode of Reality Check. We missed you so much last week. For those of you who recognize Palm Sunday, have it Palm Sunday.
Happy Palm Tree.
Have it Palm Tree. We might be throwing some palms for Jesus.
Hey, Shade. Oh, my hand.
I want to introduce my amazing co-host, DJ Jesse Janity.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
You're amazing. And my beautiful, wonderful, happy belated birthday to Corinne Williams.
Hey. Hey. Yes, girl, 26 looking good. She had that bounce.
Let's talk about who did not bounce back. Ooh. And that is, drum roll please, JoJo. So Ben, we're talking Bachelor finale. Ben chose Lauren. Okay, so my other co-hosts, they do not follow The Bachelor. And I am, like, addicted to the show.
Clearly.
Okay, so I'm just going to speed you guys all up. Yes, it is amazing.
I researched it, and I can't.
Okay, so Bachelor chose, Ben chose Lauren as his lovely lady. They're going to be getting married. And JoJo will be the next Bachelorette. So I'm really excited for JoJo because she's super cute, and she looks like she's down for the brown. What that means is I think it's going to be some black guys on the next season of The Bachelor. I think so.
Is this
she
the
gives
one
me a little zhuzh
that you were talking about a few weeks ago who had the brothers, the
crazy
gangster brothers?
Yes. Oh. And that's going to make the season so good.
I ain't watching
good.
It.
Yeah.
I don't want to see her with Marquand. I want Marquand.
Me too.
What she looks like. Right. She looks like she's going to be a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to tune in. And Ben was looking a little shady when Chris was like, are you excited that, you know, JoJo is going to be the next Bachelorette? And he was like, yeah, I'm really
Lies.
Happy. Lies. Do you think that his 15 minutes of fame is over now? Or do you think it's going to be extended? Because
Girl,
a lot of people call him.
Who
are you?
I don't
know
who.
I mean, it's Ben Higgins. Hello?
No one cares. There's no. I saw a picture. I went to sleep as soon as I opened my eyes. I was like, okay. He doesn't give me any fanfare. Nothing about him excites me. When he spoke, I was like, and then the girl he's with, I was like, snooze fast.
But she's so precious. I love Lauren. I'm
I can't.
So
she
happy
talks
for them.
I only see them on the interviews that they be doing, and she talks
on GMA.
Yeah,
that's
and someone
it.
Will be like, so when did you? Well, he really is just like the best, and they'd be like, so Ben, when are you? Well, like the thing
right.
is, it's like
Ben, do you talk? Do you have a voice box, a trachea that works? Hello.
So no, he doesn't because.
So let's move on to Portia, since obviously they hate The Bachelor.
Girl,
let's talk
so
about
Portia's. So we all know about the Kim Fields' husband situation, and everyone calling him girl, Chrissy, Miss That.
Which is so shady.
Well,
I think that is.
Well, let me ask you guys
so
this.
Shady.
Do you guys think, obviously, Kenya kind of lit the fire on the show?
Yeah.
Like she always does.
The other girls laughed and threw little reindeer names and games, you know, around. Like Chrissy was the little Rudolph. So. Do you think it was wrong for Portia and Phaedra to laugh at this?
If something's funny, I mean, hello, I'm gonna giggle.
Now,
I mean,
just because you
friends?
Laugh, does that mean that you think that this person is?
Like, yeah,
just because you laugh at a joke that someone else may?
Yeah.
Oh. I would say no. That doesn't mean just because they laugh doesn't mean that they think
that's
that he's
true.
Bad.
But maybe there's a hint of possibility and you thought it in your head.
No, because some of the shit you be saying, I would don't agree with at all, but you
but
be going
funny.
So far the body.
So you laugh.
And then I have to rewatch this whole show because you said that shit and I'd be like, bitch.
Ashley is crazy. Yeah, we don't agree with everything you say.
Okay.
Child, just be funny. We call
Anyways,
you Chuckles.
Well, you know who didn't agree with what Mr. Christopher said because he had tried to come for Miss Portia and Phaedra calling them thoughts.
Well,
Portia's brother.
Hello,
or
Paul,
he's been
son,
calling no. himself brother. I don't know if he really is a brother or not, but I mean, he's a brother.
You mean by like black or like blood brother? Because you're like, I don't really know if he's a brother, but...
Girl, I didn't say it like that. I said he is a brother. He is a brother.
I don't know if he's a brother, guys, but...
we're just going to roll with that story.
But,
you know.
Okay.
So, he came out to say this. Did you come for Portia for real? Thought? I do understand why you might have your panties in a bunch, because your dick and ass is spread thin between your wife, Kim Fields, and several men we all know you have been to the bottom with, including that hairstylist from Houston. Receipts coming soon. I'm gonna try to be as decent about this because you haven't yet.
That's decent?
I'm gonna try and be as decent about this because you do have two sons, but I think it is wise to leave the drama to the women. You have no right to disrespect my sister. She has been nothing but respectful to all you all and does not deserve to be used as a platform for you and your throwback wife to get a second chance at life, because the first time was a failure. It's not that our fault that Miss Butterworth in the Facts of Life royalties have ran out. Get your money up, and if you need a check to get out of bankruptcy, I'm sure Portia can lend you a bag or two. Oh, and you wear a lot of makeup too. Let's end this before we have to cause you some public embarrassment. I would suggest you focus on teaching your wife, Kim Fields, some of your twerk moves so she can be successful at something. Maybe Dancing with the Stars will work, because I know getting that pink slip from Roja had to hurt. Was it worth your secret being exposed? To be continued.
Is he gay, y'all?
Who?
What do you think?
Yeah. No, I do not think he's gay.
Okay.
I just think he is an eclectic man.
What does that mean exactly? Is he down for the booty or no?
He's like, what, 50?
That doesn't mean a thing.
Yes, it does. No, because I
mean a thing.
If you want that bang wang.
No. Older men do. I have like, I don't know. I feel like they come from like a softer family growing up. Like, think about it. Like, I don't know. Like, my grandfather would sit certain ways or something like that, and it's like,
no.
Back then, it's a little more accepted.
Not
I don't
in my
know.
Family.
Really?
So, I get it. Yeah. I think I know what you're
like
talking
to
about.
Sit like
so,
this.
Yeah.
Like, your grandfather sitting like this, you're going to be like, oh, he's gay for sitting like that.
No, I don't know. I think that
okay.
It's a little
but
bit
kids
more
are
than...
justification. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think that he is.
The reason being, this is so convoluted.
Speak on it.
I just, not saying that there is, you know, a type or things that associate you with being gay, but he just doesn't give that to me. What he gives is someone who is really dramatic and really artsy, and he's married to this actress, this producer, and it's fine for him to just be himself. And
you really would have to go to a theater
school. But he can read.
Like, because in theater school, you... see straight guys who hang around with gay guys,
exactly.
And they're totally
and
cool with it, and they
fine.
Learn how to throw shade.
It's
they
a
learn.
Community.
I mean, really.
And somebody needs
now,
to throw
shade.
Now, I mean,
that don't mean he ain't slipped a wink or something back in the day.
I mean, do we think he's bi?
No. I don't think he's messing around with other dudes on Kim Fields' side. I don't, personally.
Okay. Well, they ain't have to come for Tootie like that.
I mean,
dang.
Okay.
That's why I cannot wait for that reunion tonight. Mm-mm. Honey, I'm going to have my glasses on and
have
my
a cheesecake
palm tree
just
going.
For the hell of it. Fan myself with my palm
sunday. Come on, Blanche.
I'm going to be like,
come on, Blanche.
So Portia was fighting why, when, where, why, and how.
Oh,
I'm so tired of her getting to all these dang old fights.
Don't you feel like she should be cast in Bad Girls Club? Because that's all she's doing is just tugging weaves.
But is that because she has no true storyline and doesn't really add any value
she's
to
young.
The story?
She
at all. She's not young.
She's
she is like 30 something. That ain't young, honey.
34, 35.
I mean, it's young, but as far as like,
you know better. You know better.
So at this point, she's doing it for the coins. And that's like.
I feel like she is value add. She brings value add, to the show.
How so?
I love her.
Okay.
First of all, she's fun.
Mm-hmm.
She is pretty. And she is really quirky.
No, I didn't say I didn't like her to the show on the show, but I'm just asking, like, why are you doing all of this fighting? Do you think that she feels she needs to do this to push her personality?
No, I think it's really just her.
But the thing is...
But she wasn't ratchet like this before.
She also was trying to keep that man who she is now divorced from.
Now we're seeing the real...
And he has a different image.
Bing, bing, bing.
Right, we're seeing video portions.
What it is, ho?
What's up?
Hey!
Can I land it in your... Ooh, not on Palm Sunday. Not with my Jesus shirt on. I will not.
Oh, Do you?
Sorry.
Nonetheless,
look, ooh,
the story is as such.
I gotta repent.
So, Ashley repents, I'll just deliver the news. She's crazy.
Sorry.
Nonetheless, so back in December 2015, Portia got into an altercation with her best friend and business manager, Jamie Ziegler, or however you say her last name.
Which this is after the Christmas party.
This is after the Christmas party.
That we just saw last week.
Well, allegedly, the story is that Portia had her own Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
So what had happened was Jamie comes to the party looking all cute in her naked hair. Okay. And, right? And so then Portia's like, oh, hey, girl, hugs, kisses, love you much. Oh, who this man? You know I told you not to be bringing Marquise up in here because me and Marquise and Bull, you know, I'm just making that part up because in my mind, you know, they were
it's
together.
It's like a Lifetime movie.
So anyway, so then Jamie's like, that's fine, Portia. I can't with you. I'm out of here. So she leaves. Mm. Portia storms out of her holiday party, follows her, charges her. They get in a wig tussle, shaking of a wig, a tussling of the corsets.
How did the naked hair survive,
though? Wait, maybe Portia's like, bitch, you ain't my friend, give me my hair back.
And give my negligee.
Hope.
Right. So then they got into this fight. Now, sources are saying that all of the cast knew. So all the ladies knew. So you know that trailer that you see when Nene says,
yeah,
this is the last time you're going to put your hands on somebody. And then Portia pops back. That's what they're alluding to here. And so everyone knows now there's no confirmation if the cameras were rolling or not. Some say that the cameras really were rolling. Why they did not add this, because, I mean, I would want to see it. But nonetheless, so that is the story. It just disturbs me, Portia, that you have to resort to this because I think that you are better than putting your hands on somebody. Now, if she puts you first, then okay. But it didn't sound like she did.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It sounded a little too...
Yeah.
Aggravated assault, girl.
So reality stars these days are just pushing the limit. So Mariah Carey has a new reality show that she's coming out with. How many levels will this bitch rise to?
What's it called? Lemicon?
It's called Mariah's World. So you know that she has a show in Vegas and is going to be just following her, you know, the behind the scenes of
that
everything that goes.
I can't wait to watch it.
No, because she's
going to be
a,
like Glitter. Her downward spiral.
I hope it's nothing like Glitter.
I love Glitter.
No, I think this is going to be like chaotic.
Why?
Remember, Britney Spears did her reality TV show.
I just think that Mariah is going to really just like take it to like level 18,526 because she's already such a huge personality, but no one's checking for her. So she needs some checks. So she's going to be pushing. She might get into some fights. We might see like, no, I think Mariah's going to fight.
Girl!
She's
Mariah,
like,
darling. And that's how she talks, darling.
What?
I can't.
Mariah just needs to just...
See, I still don't know her.
Right, that J-Lo Reese. That's who Mariah's gonna be.
But she's Mariah just... in 2016 is black.
No,
yeah,
she's
but
not.
If
no,
it's Mariah,
yes,
if it's
is.
Mariah at home with Cheetos, hot curls in her hair, and she's sitting
not.
At home watching TV and she's talking shade about everybody.
I just wanted to throw shade and just...
I'm here for
Mariah is going to be working out in her stilettos.
Yeah, it's
so.
Gonna be that.
Okay, who would you want to see, New York or Mariah on a reality
100%
show
100% New York.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Mariah, right now,
we've never seen her
lit.
Reality, though. We've never seen Mariah's reality. We've only saw her on Cribs.
And that's what we're
going to
get. It's
going to
be a longer version of Cribs.
It's
going to
be great.
She's not
going to
give it the real deal. She's not going to show us her with no makeup or like her just really going through it.
Well, I don't
want to
see that. I don't want to go on her reality show and see her with no makeup.
I do. I want to
see
like
gowns down.
So that's called Mariah Carey's TV show.
A special. That's a docuseries.
Well, that's what I want to see. We don't see New York without all of her wigs and her
because
all
that's her
we
reality.
Do. We do
that's
sometimes. And
when
we do, we be like, when?
I believe New York goes to sleep like that. I believe.
Exactly. I believe.
And I believe she wakes up and she has these paper where she just rubs it on her face and
yes.
It's just her face. Just, come on.
That's cutting edge. 2016. We got paper.
That's
makeup.
Why New York been gone
exactly.
For so long.
She
about to be on HSN with them shits. And New York facelift.
Speaking
really,
of New York,
what's
have
going on
y'all
with her?
Seen her in Celebrity Family Therapy or whatever it's called?
Did you see that read when she was like, where are you from? I'm darker than you, so that means I'm stronger than you.
Oh.
I
haven't seen that, but I did see the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And baby, Sister Patterson. Dr. Jen, what have you done? Why did you open your... Dr. Jen has lost control of her house.
First of all, Bam and his mom is that's a really sad thing to see. Because I saw the Steve-O interview with Larry King, and Steve-O alluded to certain cast members from Jackass being desperate and sad, and he was like, and honestly sometimes I feel like I want to bring Jackass back because I feel like that's the best thing for them. He was like, but it's not the best thing for me. And then cute cut over to this show, we see Bam looking like, hey you guys,
like what is he on? Every drug on the corner. No, for real.
And his mom is still the exact same. She's like, hey.
And she's just crying.
I just wish when he was skateboarding, putting shit on my face while I was sleeping.
Stop enabling him, mother.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, then we have these teen moms on there.
But the teen mom was hilarious. But then fucking Lindsay Lohan's parents are a hot mess. Like, honestly, it's just disgusting. That I'm more mad that they let them on the show, because it's just like, you're still out here destroying your daughter.
No, but Lindsay's doing good, though. She's with this, like, freaking millionaire.
Yeah, but now you get your parents on TV.
But does that mean that she's doing good just because she's with someone who has
porn? Well, because he has a very...
That's more
accurate. No. Only because he has a very clean image, and her family really loves her. I mean, loves him, because they feel that he's helping her to just stay on the straight and narrow. They don't party.
Her family feels like that?
Yeah.
I can't take that seriously. After watching that episode.
But he's really young, though. He's like 23.
That ain't gonna go nowhere.
23 with all them coins.
Was she 30, 31?
I like the episode.
No, she's still in her 20s.
Yeah. No, she's not.
No, she's gotta be 30.
No, she's
at least 30 then.
She's 32. Like 31, 32. Same age as Raven. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they came up in the Disney World together.
Actually, yeah, she's probably 31. That premiere was really dope. New York and her mom are psycho. Like, her mom.
Her mother.
I love it, though. It's just pure entertainment. But now you know why New York is the way she is.
And then we see Dame Dash come.
Well, we didn't fully see it.
No, I'm saying this episode.
In New York, talking about,
oh, it's Dame Dash. I was like, yes, New York, yes.
Dame will never check for New York.
Ever.
Hey, baby,
ever.
I don't know.
Everybody's
thirsty these days.
Dame and New York.
But he gives great TV. When he was on that hip hop Hollywood thingy, whatever.
Yeah, he breathed his little...
Child, he read Angela Simmons' eyes out.
So I saw that one. Then we have the Mob Wives finale. Did y'all check that?
I didn't see it.
God,
what happened?
I'm exhausted.
Of what?
I think
Mob Wives is one of the... Okay, yeah, but let me get... Before we get into that, I think Mob Wives is one of the best reality TV shows ever, because think it's... The reason is because I think these girls all really know each other. They actually have things in life that are tied to each other.
No.
How?
I'd rather go with Laguna Beach or the Hills.
I can't. You are a girl.
I'm going with College Hill.
I know. Yeah. College Hill was the shiz.
How come y'all never came to my school?
Seriously, College Hill was the ish. I'm sorry, I can't agree with you with the...
First of all, that is so... They're scripted, too. Drita...
No, they're very scripted. You start with the producer. They literally could not do the reunion without the producer being like, guys, can we get
this? But what we did see... That's how he was, too. But what we did see was Drita slip up and be like, Lee said I can't sit with Karen. Oh, Drita, look at the puppet. So, nonetheless, it was great, though. But are they the best reality TV show?
No.
I mean, one of my favorites.
That ain't even real reality.
Girl, so let's talk about...
Wait, we ain't done. But there were some premieres that were flops this week. Like, I Am Kate has been on for a couple weeks since we weren't here last week, but they
didn't
talking
watch
about
it.
Girl, they're
didn't
talking
care.
About it's about to get canceled.
It should have been canceled first season.
She should have never
got
the second
episode.
How about that?
Did you see? Well, this was in the National Enquirer, so it's probably not real, but it makes for interesting tea. that Caitlyn was supposedly trying to adopt a baby. Probably black.
Stop. I'm not even listening.
That baby ain't gonna be black.
Probably.
She's still a Republican, honey. That baby ain't gonna be black.
Mm. What's it called? The Real World Go Big, Go Home. Did you guys see that one?
I didn't even know that it was on.
So look,
I didn't want to give it my rating, so I have it set to watch later.
I wanted
Who's
to know your
there?
Thoughts. It's random people because it's like Real World.
It's
so
real
it's like
world.
Us. But here's what they did.
One girl
the
doesn't
chances,
like roommates.
But they put you with your fear. So it's almost like the challenge in a way. So I'm like, you're taken away from the Real World. And then Bad Girls Twisted Sisters premiere.
Baby, I want to see that. I fell asleep on it.
The first episode was meh, but I think this is actually going to be a pretty good season.
Bring back Natalie Nunn so we can stir up some pots.
She's on a reality TV show.
She's which on one? The Mother and
the
Daughter.
The Mother-Daughter. Yeah, it's on Lifetime. It's good.
But who else is on there? Snooki?
No,
but...
So you have Kim from Beverly Hills Housewives and her daughter.
And they be getting into
it. And then you have Natalie and her mother. Then you have Jessica and her daughter
who's
from Hollywood Exes.
And Farrah, right?
And then you have... No, please, God, no. But
I'm
you have...
Done with her.
No, she's on
Niecy,
something.
The woman the black, who the, was married to Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
She is beautiful. And
she is.
Can I tell you, they are the most normal mother-daughter set, though.
She's, like, so down to earth. I really, really,
the
really
both
like
of them
her.
Together.
Yeah.
Char.
Char Jackson. Hollywood Divas for a couple, like the first episode or something, and I took it, and I was like, she's so normal.
Yeah.
I really like
but
her.
But her daughter is beautiful, and she's, like, the most level-headed daughter.
But she has more than one kid, right?
Yeah, she has like 20.
Dang. Mm. All by KFED?
Okay, like four.
Oh, so she has like some black ones, some white
ones.
No,
they're all by KFED. Shut up. y'all so messy.
So what about Ray J, Draft King?
Well, speaking about a king... I don't know if you knew about this, but Ray J be playing golf. And if you want to be like Ray J, no, I'm just kidding. But so we keep talking about this DraftKings thing for real, y'all. And they just keep adding amazing things upon amazing things. So not only could you do a draft fantasy football, not only could you do an MMA, but now...
What can you do now?
Four, you can get it for golf, y'all.
Golf that bitch.
Hey. I only know the only golfer I know is Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
I mean, I golf sometimes.
Can you name one other golfer?
Yes.
Me.
Girl, just because you be out trying to chase White Sugar Daddy. don't mean you are a golfer.
That was the dirtiest ring.
Palm Sunday.
And I was living for it.
All right.
But basically, so you guys can go to DraftKings.com, just pick six golfers before a tee off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up points for streaks per hole performances. You guys can win big. Monster Drive and made putt bringing you closer to victory. Wait, what? Whether you live and breathe golf or you're just ready for a new fantasy sport, because I don't know how to play golf, so if this is going to teach me, I'm excited and I can win money on it. Make sure you guys check it out. DraftKings.com and the code is BLACK.
Oh. B-L-A-C-K.
Isn't that so appropriate? Black Hollywood Live?
That's why we're reading it here.
Moving on to Ray J. What is Black AF?
Oh!
You crowned it. Honest AZZ. As. Now I'm talking for real. Ooh, sorry, Jesus. Oh, this is just too much. I gotta go to the altar. This is too much.
I gotta go back.
I don't got much to bring. My heart is torn in
pieces.
Yes, Lord.
It's my offering. See, I went to a Greek Orthodox church. Our music was not loud. It was like... Father. Amen.
Can somebody tell us about Ray J? All
right, child. So Brandy's brother needs to be taken to the king. Let me tell y'all. He was down in Detroit, honey, with Princess, his fiance. And he had security. Mm. At the strip club. Mm. And he made sure that his security was strapped with AK-47s.
What?
Side rifles. Yeah.
Visible
rifles, because in Detroit, it is legal for you to carry your firearm as long as you have a license for it. So he made sure when he was walking into the strip club and when he was sitting his happy butt down at the strip club to have his firearm or his security with the firearm on him.
My question
and I have
is
a
why?
Clip.
Oh, let's see the clip first.
Did you see it?
Girl.
Anyway, okay, well, I got the clip. Well, nonetheless, if you want to see the clip, you can go on any blog and or TMZ to check that out.
So wait, what's the clip is them just standing there with the AK-47?
So in the clip, you will see Ray J walking up to the strip club and then a bodyguard like on the side of him and right behind him with a rifle strapped to his chest. Cut to when they're actually in the strip club. So here's Princess, Ray J, and then on the side, there are the security guards with the rifles.
Mike,
how freaking ridiculous ridiculous.
Is he that big of a celebrity that he needs like rifles?
He's only black famous.
I'm just so confused as to why Brandy's brother feels the need to do this.
Right.
4 years after 9/11, I was in New York and we were downtown right by where 9/11 happened, the Seaport Station, and there's this mall. And all the cops, 4 years after 9/11, had like rifles on them, and just seeing police officers with that standing at this random mall freaked me out. So to have Ray J's security team, like, what kind of like paperwork do you have to have an AK-47? Like, why? This is my problem with the gun law situation, because it's like, I'm cool with everyone owning a gun. If you want to own a gun, own a fucking gun. Why do you own an AK-47? Like, we are not in Iran. We are not.
I made
not,
that up.
Like,
it was really a rifle. Oh. Nonetheless,
it's still but it's still like very intimidating. Like, it's very intimidating.
But my thing is, right, Jerry, if you feel that you are in danger,
the Queen Elizabeth over here,
then why don't you stay home?
Yeah, why
have
would you
the,
yeah.
have the strippers come to your hotel room if you're that pressed to be Princess with a stripper? So, I mean, but she was sitting there in the strip club with them, and then she was on the Breakfast Club talking about he needs to tell her if he's going to be stepping out, having threesomes, because she might want to join too. So that whole situation is all crazy in itself. But nonetheless, I don't know who you think you are. If it's really that serious, if you are fearing for your life, go to church.
Yes.
And stay there.
Yes. So, Khloe, Kylie, and it was Khloe, Kylie, and what was the other one?
I don't know.
Kendall.
Kendall, they took to Hollywood, and they were in disguise, and they did a Hollywood tour. Now, let me just say, I found this really fun, and this made them really likable to me. I always loved Courtney, but Kendall and Kylie don't really show much of their personality besides being a slut, and that's to Kylie. I mean, she's not a slut. I don't want to slut shame, but she's kind of thoughtlicious. A little bit. My point is, I don't really see much of their personality.
Does Kylie really do, like, I don't know, I don't follow her. Does she do, like, the ass shots and, like, lots of naked pictures? Like, I don't think.
Kylie?
Well, let me go on her Instagram. I don't follow.
Like, I honestly have no idea.
Let me tell you.
Like, I haven't seen, like, on Bossip or anything, like, a Kylie ass shot, like, past my... Whereas, like... You know, Kim, it's like
I
every
think that
weekend.
They're all pressed for attention.
Yeah,
so
I just think it's more so, I won't say slut, I'll say attention whore. Okay. So more so, like, you'll do whatever you can to get more followers, to get more likes, and that's a part of the game. I totally get it.
Girl, I need to get in this gym and get me a banana hammock
also,
and just be on there, like.
She also got her lips done. And her boobs and her behind.
So let me get back into the story. They pretty much dressed in disguises, and it was really fun. I really loved like their personality. Let me see.
She's that bathing suit's actually very classy. I like that.
Yeah, I would do that.
It's like a sports.
Yeah, it's cute. Okay. Maybe I'm too hard on Kylie. Do you think I'm too hard on Kylie? Because Kendall's my favorite. Kendall is so gorgeous.
Then when you get this one, it's kind of
like this.
Girl.
So are we too hard on Kylie?
No, because
she's my favorite.
I want Kylie to be the best she can, because she has a lot of girls looking at her, and following the Kardashians, and not that I ever did, but the episodes that I did used to see before Kylie turned into Kylie.
Yeah.
I thought she was the sweetest one. I thought she was so cute and just I would always felt like the outsider.
Yeah.
The episodes I saw.
Yeah, I agree, Craig.
You didn't think that?
I just feel like I'm being too hard on Kylie.
You didn't think she felt like that? Like, I was just going to, like,
the
Grease
trip. No, the thing was, did we think she was cute?
Oh, no. I mean, she was a little girl. Like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, fucking ugly
Take
bitch.
Me to the
Anyways.
Well, I loved it because it showed their personality.
These are the Kardashians.
But okay, so cool. My question to you is, if you were on a Hollywood tour and you were sitting next to Kylie, what would you do? Once you found out, it was Kylie or it was Courtney.
I'd laugh with them. I'd say that was awesome. And I'd be like, bitch, let's go get drunk at tequila. It's happy hour.
On you. Can you buy my food?
100%.
You know what? I pull out my phone and make that into an interview. Like, okay, so you are now on Black Hollywood Live, girl. Now, what made you want to do this? Speaking to the mind. What made you want to do this? I would have made that flip that, you know, and sold it to TMZ, honey, because I wouldn't have uploaded it without no coin.
Wait, did you hear the story about Kris Jenner's boo?
No. Or child wanting more money?
Yeah.
Spill wait, that tea. Tell spill me. What,
so
what?
Basically, rumor has it is rumor saying that, what's it? His name?
Corey.
Corey Rambles, right?
Yes.
So Corey apparently is saying like they got me doing too much over here. Did you see the picture of him, Courtney, and the two kids at the beach? They took the picture like this. Turn around. Like they were a married family on a Hallmark card, and I'm just like, Corey, first of all, that's would be your daughter-in-law, right? Anyway, okay. So he says, apparently they're saying that he wants more money because the past week he's been babysitting Courtney's kids, and this wasn't supposed to be happening, and he's just out here doing too much, what? And he could be making money elsewhere.
How?
Now, making he was money, Justin Bieber's tour manager, and I don't know if he still is that, but that makes coin.
How could he still be his tour manager when he's...
But that's what I'm saying. So if Kris Jenner is saying... Look, I'm not fully 100% mad at this because this is Kris Jenner wants this to happen. But Chris Price said, look, I want you around here. I don't want you on tour. And he said, okay. He's sitting there at the house doing whatever Kris and the girls want. And then he's sitting there saying, I could be making way more money if I was on tour with Justin right now.
Let me stop
you. Listen.
Go ahead, Linda.
First of all, you know what? I hate that he's looking at this as a business opportunity.
He gets $20,000
a month. If you are there,
I'll take it.
Exactly.
I want your damn kids.
And the thing is that you're Chris's boyfriend. Now you are part of the family. You should be doing things like this for free. Why are you looking for a handout? If you really want to work and make some legit coins, then do that. You need to tell Chris, man up, Corey, and be like, no, I want to go out and make some coins, or you need to be the housewife, period. And take that $20,000, put it in the bank, and just spend Chris's money. Oops.
Furthermore, when you signed up to be in this relationship with Chris and you signed your life away contractually to be on this show, you knew the deal.
Yeah.
I'm sure that she was very candid with you, and you can't go from, oh, I'm so in love, because I watched the show still. Uh-huh. Like, I still watch it. You can't go from, oh, I'm so in love with your mom and this and the other, and now you want money.
It makes me think that it's not authentic.
You know, you are an F-boy, so that's the position.
He's a fuck-boy, and you really wanna...
Just saying.
Oh, wait.
Mm-hmm. Rob went and got In-N-Out burger for his birthday.
Good. I'm so happy he got a, treat.
You know what I mean?
Because he's losing so much weight.
He is losing weight.
Thanks,
did you
China.
See how
the
he...
The shirtless Snapchat?
He, no, I didn't see... I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Well, it wasn't a real... They totally trolled us because he was,
titties.
Totally covered like this. And
it's China's and then his. That's, just so many bras.
But did you
see
the family pic?
Yeah, I did. And I thought that was so cute. And it just reminded me of congratulations to Russell and Sierra. It's that's normal. Like, why are so many people mad at Russell and Sierra? It's normal.
The disgusting love pictures they keep taking. Like, ugh. They're
who
like.
Cares?
Anyway, so did you guys see how Rob clapped back at a fan on the Shade Room? Shout out to the Shade Room. When someone was like, Rob is too cute for China. China's ugly. And Rob was like, no, bitch. Like, it's beauty inside and out. Which makes me think
hope
that
don't
Rob
cheat
doesn't
on you,
think
Rob.
That she's, like...
She's not, but I mean...
This is, when I hear stuff like this, I know I can get anybody I want.
Corinne, that's why I had to delete that comment off the Shade Room, because I have I'm trying to build a career and ain't nobody about to come for me.
What did you write?
Because it was a dirty... Oh, I tagged both of you guys, but as soon as
but
I wrote it, I was
I
like...
By the time I logged on, it was
deleted.
It
wasn't there,
now.
Yeah.
No, because I was like, you know, this ain't right. Let me...
I was like, if Ashley had to delete a comment...
I mean, basically, I just agree with you. is she...
I mean, you know what? I'm all for love. I just hope she don't do nothing in which hurts Rob in the future. So I'm just wishing them positive love.
I think Rob is he's such a sweetheart. I really love him.
You know, things change. Yeah. Did you guys hear about Hulk Hogan winning $115 million from that sex tape?
Yeah, I mean, on Gawker.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm on Team Gawker.
Really?
If you gonna put it out there, then I'm snatching it up and I'm gonna make some coin.
I'm with
How
you.
Dare you tell me that now that this is public, I can't use it? Mm. No, you shouldn't have
it
never.
It don't work like that. And Colt, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Exactly.
You're so thirsty because no one's checking for your old
Thank
self
you.
No more. And aren't you 107?
Right.
You should be asleep.
Get
putting
off the wrecking ball.
Your dentures back in and getting them fixed.
While you having sex with your best friend's wife? Seriously.
I'm like, I feel like he's like, ooh, this OJ tape, this OJ show is on the news right now. If I get in there right now, like, it'll be like the 90s all over again.
See, and this is a great example of why fame is not for everybody. After his family did that reality TV show, you saw it just spiraled out of control. There was no more family, daughter against mother, son against father, just a mess. And Hoke, you out here cheating on Linda.
Yeah.
On a wrecking
ball. You know who I did love watching? The family, the Osbournes. Mm-hmm. They were really good.
And they're still together.
They're still together. And the kids are doing really good. Dude lost all that weight. Kelly has been a little bit of
everywhere. He's like a photographer or something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really cute. Not my type, but he's cute.
He's married. He has a child.
Yeah. He probably got like an emo girl or something.
Yeah. Are those all our stories?
Yeah.
I'm so glad. This was really fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to come back next week.
We'll be back next week. So we will be having a special guest on, not next weekend. Yeah, it's the weekend after that. It's not April 3rd.
Not on Easter Sunday.
Oh, we ain't finna be on Easter.
Yeah, but I think that we're probably going, let's record during the week. All right. So we can have something
we
for
want y'all. You guys to be a part of our, you know, behind the scenes stuff.
Corinne, where can everyone find you?
Just saying away.
Yeah. And Jesse.
DJ Jesse J and JesseJ.com.
Yeah. And everyone can find me at Ashley Gray TV on Twitter and on Instagram. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. See you next week.
Peace. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.